Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Thursday, June 11th, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so we're here to tell you what's going on. Basically, there are two things going on today: the Women's World Cup and the NBA Finals. Let's start with the Women's World Cup. There are four games on, starting at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox Sports 1 with Germany and Norway. We've reached the point in the tournament where it's the second game for everyone in the group stage. So every team has played once, and they're going to play twice more in the group stage. And then the top two teams in every group and four out of six of the third place teams will qualify for the knockout round, which starts with 16 teams and ends up with two. So Germany and Norway each won their first game in their group against the Ivory Coast and Thailand. So this game is for the lead and probably eventually first place in this group. My guess is Germany will win. They're the number one ranked team in the world, but it would be fun to see Norway put up a fight. The other game in that group is Thailand against the Ivory Coast. That one is at 7 p.m. also on Fox Sports 1. Each of those teams lost their first game, but Thailand is in markedly better shape than the Ivory Coast because they only lost by 4 goals as opposed to 10 goals. Oof. One other group will be playing their second game on Thursday. It's Group A, with Canada, the host nation, playing against New Zealand. Canada won its first game by beating China, and New Zealand lost its first game against the Netherlands. Those are the two teams playing in the other half of this group. That's at 6 p.m. The Dutch team is an exciting group. They're all very, very young and very skilled. Later in the evening, at around 9 p.m. Eastern Time, the fourth game of the NBA Finals between the Golden State Warriors and Cleveland Cavaliers starts on ABC. This has been an unbelievable series so far. The Cavaliers lead 2-1, and all three of the games have come down to the wire. Two of them went to overtime. The fact that the Cavaliers are up in this series is just mind-blowing, and it's a real testament to how great LeBron James is. He's missing his two best teammates, and he's still able to put this team on his back and carry it. The question is, how long can he do this before his legs and his back and his arm and his brain get too tired to keep going? And can the Golden State Warriors, who basically everyone thinks are a better team from player one through player, well, from player two through player 10, can they get their act together and start making it impossible for LeBron to do his thing? Thanks for listening. That was Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Thursday, June 11th, 2015. Find us on the web at dearsportsfan.com and send me questions about sports to dearsportsfan@gmail.com. Thanks to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Have a great day.